Our fascination with cats stems from their remarkable contradictions. They are simultaneously wild and domestic, aloof yet affectionate, predator and pet. Unlike dogs, domesticated 14,000 years ago, cats were the last animals to join human society, and they've never fully surrendered their independence. This unique relationship has inspired everything from ancient Egyptian worship to medieval European persecution. Today, cats outnumber dogs in many countries, with 78 million in the U.S. alone by 2003. Their cultural footprint extends far beyond the home, dominating films, books, and merchandise worldwide. What explains our enduring fascination? Perhaps it's precisely their paradoxical nature, the way they embody both savage hunter and gentle companion, maintaining their wild essence while sharing our most intimate spaces. As Mark Twain observed, a home without a well-fed, well-petted, and properly revered cat might be perfect, but couldn't prove title. The modern cat's journey began over 60 million years ago with small tree-dwelling miacids. True cats emerged about 30 million years ago, evolving into supreme hunters with specialized adaptations that make them nature's most exclusively carnivorous predators. Their flexible spines enable remarkable agility and explosive speed, while their precisely engineered teeth deliver killing bites with surgical accuracy. Retractable claws stay razor sharp and allow silent approach, while extraordinary sensory adaptations, expandable pupils, acute hearing, superior smell, and sensitive whiskers make them lethal night hunters. The transition from wildcat to domestic companion began in ancient Egypt around 1450 BC. Tomb paintings show cats sitting under furniture during banquets or accompanying hunting expeditions. The scribe Nebamun's tomb depicts him hunting with his cat, who proudly clutches three captured birds. Cats became associated with the goddess Bastet, representing feminine allure, fertility, and domesticity, qualities derived from cats' grace, sexuality, motherhood, and enjoyment of home comforts. Unlike other cultures, ancient Egyptians showed no ambivalence toward cats, seeing them as entirely benevolent companions worthy of mourning when they died. As cats spread worldwide, cultural attitudes varied dramatically. Medieval Europeans valued them as mousers, yet viewed them with suspicion. Their hunting tactics sparked accusations of slyness and hypocrisy in fables and folktales. Despite low status, cats successfully infiltrated homes, becoming kitchen fixtures while dogs remained outside. Their minimal monetary value made them targets for cruelty at festivals and in cathedrals. Christian theology often justified harsh treatment, while Muhammad taught kindness to all creatures, particularly favoring cats. Asian attitudes ranged from suspicion to reverence. India's Panchatantra portrayed cats as hypocrites. Chinese, Tang, and Song artists created realistic cat portraits, while Japanese aristocrats kept them as prized pets. In Thailand, cats were revered in Buddhist monasteries for protecting sacred texts. Cats' silent movement, superior senses, night vision, and dispassionate gaze have always suggested preternatural knowledge. Unlike dogs, cats maintain independence while living intimately with humans, seemingly inhabiting their own world. This mysterious detachment made them suspect in hierarchical societies and led to associations with evil, making them targets in rituals meant to expel malevolent forces. By the 19th century, artists and writers romanticized cats' mysterious qualities, while some folktales featured them as magical helpers, bringing good fortune. The 19th century marked a turning point in human-cat relations. French writers showed particular fondness for cats. Hippolyte Taine wrote sonnets to his three cats. Mallarmé doted on his niece, and Théophile Gautier lived with his cat on a footing of conjugal intimacy. Victorian novels reflected cats' growing acceptance as companions, with the Bronte sisters using attitudes toward cats to distinguish sensitive characters from obtuse ones. Victorian culture emphasized cats' softness and domesticity over their predatory nature. Paintings depicted kittens in mild mischief, rather than stealing or breaking as shown in earlier centuries. their quiet behavior was interpreted as a model of orderly conduct. Children's literature, like The Three Little Kittens, 1843, portrayed feline mothers as good housewives training their young in cleanliness. Mid-19th century painters specialized in depicting cats as pretty and cute. Louis Wain's popular anthropomorphized cats, plump with round heads and big eyes, engaged in middle-class activities spread across Britain on postcards and nursery pictures. As cats gained status, owners began organizing breeds and breeding programs, validated through cat shows. Harrison Weir organized the first cat show at London's Crystal Palace in 1871, while America's first official show was held at Madison Square Garden in 1895. Cats have been associated with women since ancient times, beginning with Bastet as goddess of maternity and sexuality. Despite exceptions like Puss in Boots and Garfield, cats are generally perceived as female, while dogs are male. Small, graceful cats embody feminine charm that most women can only aspire to. Renaissance artists used cats in portraits to highlight attractive qualities in female subjects, often emphasizing similarities in coloring and pose. More commonly, cats highlighted the seductiveness of prostitutes, who have been called cats since 1400. 19th-century male writers who celebrated cats' mysterious nocturnal qualities were also fascinated by unfaithful women. Baudelaire's The Cat mirrors his passion for his mistress, Jeanne Duval, and her perceived coldness. Female writers, unlike their male counterparts, rarely depict cats in sexual terms. Instead, they use cats to expose men's selfish demands and represent independence from conventional gender roles. Modern society has shifted toward seeing cats as individual family members rather than symbols. As hierarchical relationships become less comfortable, we expect cats to be equal companions rather than dependent inferiors. Cat lovers now admire their independence and accept their self-interestedness. Kipling's The Cat That Walked by Himself celebrates the cat's insistence on remaining true to itself while gaining entry to human homes without concessions. Today, we celebrate cats for their amusing perversity, refusal to comply with human wishes, and cool pursuit of self-interest. Their uninhibited selfishness appeals to humans still constrained by social inhibitions. For the first time in history, cats now rival or surpass dogs as preferred pets. By 2002, cats outnumbered dogs in the UK by over 400,000, while the US saw cat populations grow from 44 million in 1981 to 78 million by 2003. While practical factors like apartment living contribute to this trend, the primary reason is our recognition that cats make agreeable family members. Today, cats dominate popular culture thoroughly. Detective fiction particularly embraces cats, from Lillian Jackson Braun's The Cat Who series to Japanese mysteries featuring feline sleuths. The musical Cats, adapted from T.S. Eliot's Light Verses, became a sensational success, while Jim Davis's Garfield appears in 1,300 newspapers worldwide, anchoring a multi-million dollar merchandising empire. Our relationship with cats has evolved from practical pest control to genuine companionship. We've moved from projecting our fears and desires onto these mysterious creatures to appreciating them for who they truly are, neither demons nor angels, but complex beings who share our lives while remaining fundamentally themselves. Perhaps that's the greatest gift cats offer, a reminder that independence and affection can coexist, that wildness can thrive within domesticity, and that some mysteries are best appreciated rather than solved.